morning, everybody. This is Kevin Cale and Farmer Hughes from the Irish American Club of Berkshire County, and we join you this morning, as we do every Sunday morning, from Pittsfield Community Radio, 89.7 WTBR FM in Pittsfield, and 88.1 WSBR in Lee. Good morning, Farmer.
Good morning, Kevin. And good morning to all our faithful listening fans out there in Berkshire County's only Irish radio program. Welcome to another edition
of the Sunday Sounds of Ireland.
Absolutely.
So we're going to be hearing from Altan, Sheila Noonan, Arcady, and I'm actually going to play some Tony Kenny. Guess my better judgment. Go ahead, partner.
And today I'm going to do some Flogging Molly, some Saw Doctors, and some Christy Moore.
In our day in Irish history, like we usually do, but we're starting off the show today with Altan from their album Harvest Storm.
Thank you. But your Irish heart is pining for your own sweet colleague, Rosaline. For you left her there that morn. She'd wrung her hands forlorn. Now you say you're going back to stay.
Thank you. My shoes, they are well worn now. My socks are getting thin. And my heart is always trembling for fear they might let in. My heart is always trembling from the clear daylight to dawn. I'm afraid I won't be able to plow the rocks of bone. I wish the sergeant major would write to me in time and place me in some regiment, all in my youth and prime. I'd fight for Ireland's glory from the clear daylight till dawn, and I never would return again to plow the rocks of thorn.
That was Arcady from their Many Happy Returns CD with the Rocks of Bawn. And first you heard from Sheila Noonan from her I Just Want to Dance With You album with Rosaline. And first up on today's show, you heard from Altan from their one of their early albums, if not the earliest, Harvest Storm, with Donal Agus Morag. Morag was a monster. So it's that story. Anyway.
Yeah.
So the Pittsfield Irish Sister City Committee is having its fundraiser, and it will take place on Friday, May 15th, between 5:30 and 7 p.m. at the Hillcrest Academy, up there off the Union Street Extension. Columbus Street Extension. Yes, the Columbus Street Extension. So it's $12 for general admission. Students are $10.
Seniors are $10.
Seniors are $10.
Students are $8.
And students are $8. So again, it'll take place at the Hillcrest Academy, formerly known as St. Mark's School, for the Pittsfield Irish Sister City Committee's fundraiser on Friday, May 15th, between 5:30 and 7 p.m. It will be a pasta dinner cooked by their friends at Unico. $12 general admission, $8 for students, and $10 for seniors. So there. And you're going to start us off, Farmer.
I'm going to start us off the second set with Flogging Molly.
Number 11.
Yes.
Based on songs and stories, heroes of renown, utter passing tales and glories that once was Dublin town. The hallowed halls and houses, the haunting children's rhymes, that once was part of Dublin in the red rebel times. Ring a ring.
Lost to a student shop, which came as black as Kentucky's a bluebird with wings on my mind, and the rivers and valleys look so much like home. And though she sings sweetly, it is sad to my ears. I can almost see Ireland from here. It's hard to find sunshine as bright as my daydreams. It's beautiful here, but there's no place like home. On hushed wings of dreaming through soft mists of springtime, I can almost see Ireland from here. From the mountain, the cry of the eagle brings a song to my heart, but it dies on my tongue. And on mornings like this, when the memories are clean, I can almost see Ireland from here. It's hard to find sunshine as bright as my daydreams. It's beautiful here, but there's no place like home. On hushed wings of dreaming through soft mists of springtime, I can almost see Ireland. And on mornings like this, when the memories are clear, I can almost see Ireland from here.
Simple Irish lad, resolved to have some fun, sir, to satisfy my mind. To Limerick town I came, sir. Oh, what the lovely place, and what the charming city. The boys are also free, and the girls are also pretty.
Ring-a-doo-ma-day, ring-a-doo-ma-daddy-o, ring-a-doo-ma-day, a
It was on the 1st of May. I first began me rambles and everything was there. But chanting, carrying gambles, I looked upon the road. Was lined with smiling faces, happy as can be as they go to see the races.
Special ring-a-doo-ma-day, ring-a-doo-ma-daddy-o, ring-a-doo-ma-day, and the hat for the daddy-o.
Oh, so then I had to walk to make my way to Lacer until I reached the course where everything was gay, sir. I spied a wooden house, and in the upper story, a man stuck up with you and they called Gary on for glory. Wish him a ring-a-doom-a-day, a ring-a-doom-a-daddy-o, a ring-a-doom-a-day, and a whack of all the daddy-o. Fiddlers playing jigs, and lads and lassies dancing, and chaps upon their nags, around the course of prancing, drinking whiskey punch, while of the ball go gaily, a laugh for Ireland's green, and the shamrock and shillelagh. But shimmer, ring my doom a day, ring my doom a daddy-o, ring my doom a day, and a whack for the daddy-o. There were betters to a flow to go to see the racer, and one of the sporting chaps, of course he came to me, sir. I bet you £50, I'll put it down this minute, I bet you 10-1 says I the foremost hustle will. Which my ring-a-doom-a-day, ring-a-doom-a-daddy-o, ring-a-doom-a-day, and the whack for the daddy-o.
Boy, the Wolftones sure sounded young in that recording. I hardly recognize them. From their Irish To the Core CD, the Wolftones with The Limerick Races. And before that, you heard from Tony Kenny, Through the Eyes of an Irishman is the name of that CD. And you can almost see Ireland from here, according to Tony Kenny and his CD. And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started us off with Flogging Molly and the song. No. Yeah, it was. Yeah. The song was The Rare Old Times.
And it was.
And it was off their CD, Drunken Lullabies.
Excellent. So if anybody, I forgot to give people my phone number if anybody wanted to more information or to purchase tickets for the Sister City pasta dinner, which takes place at the Columbus Avenue Extension at the Hillcrest Academy on Friday, March 15th, from 5:30 until 7:30.
5:30 to 7:30.
General admission is $12.
12?
And students are eight. And us seniors are 10.
Yes.
So apparently we need it because we can't remember anything. We can't remember.
It sounds like we're getting a little senile.
Senile, that would be it. Today in Irish history, on the 17th of March, excuse me, the 17th of May,
yeah,
more lives were lost on the island of Ireland than on any other day during the three-decade-long Troubles. The Ulster Volunteer Force, the largest loyalist paramilitary group in Northern Ireland, planted two car bombs in Dublin and another in Monaghan. They exploded without warning, killing 33 people and an unborn child and injuring 300 more. The victims ranged in age from 80 years to 5 months old. One of them was 9 months pregnant at the time. that this happened only a few months after the Taoiseach, Liam Cosgrave, had signed the Sunningdale Agreement, showed how hostile some unionists were to any involvement of the Irish government in Northern Ireland. Cosgrave took to RTE, the radio TV station, to address the nation, and I quote, "The government and I wish to express our profound sympathy to the relatives of the victims of today's outrages and to those who have been injured and maimed. What has happened today will help to underline the criminal folly and the utter futility of violent action as a means for furthering political aims. It also helps to bring home to us here, in this part of the island, what the people in Northern Ireland have been suffering for 5 long years. Brian Faulkner, the 6th and last Prime Minister of Northern Ireland, sent a message to Cosgrave, quote, "Whatever the differences of opinion which may exist in other matters, I believe the responsible people in Northern Ireland and the Republic alike want to see this island rid forever of the evil forces which are guilty of such acts." No one took responsibility. And until 1993, when the Yorkshire Television broadcast, almost 20 years later, a documentary alleging that the UVF had carried out the bombing with the assistance of the British security forces. The UVF then released a statement dismissing the second part of this claim, quote, "The minimum of security should have revealed that the structure of the bombs placed in Dublin and Monaghan were similar, if not identical, to those placed in Northern Ireland on an almost a daily basis. To suggest that the UVF were not or are not capable of operating in that manner, outlined in that program, is tempting fate to a dangerous degree," unquote. So there you have it. That was long today in Irish history.
Yes, it was. But it's what happened.
It's what happened. And so we're going to play number 16 now, Farmer.
Yes, we are, and that's the Saw Doctors.
When the troubles of the whole wide world come knocking on your door, and there's problems of a different kind that you never had before, when you've played against the gale force wind and it changes at halftime, and you find your strength deserting you and an emptiness inside. When there's people that will harm you, though you've done to them no wrong, it's time to sing, it's time to sing, sing a powerful song. Just to turn it into gold, when they think our greatest asset can be mined, dug up and sold, when the factories are all closing like they are in our hometown, and your friends are looking out for work that's nowhere to be found, when the spirits they sing a powerful song. When the spirits they need arise,
powerful song.
Not now, for the sons of a nation's wrongs, not the groans of starving labor. Let the rifle ring and the bullet sing to the clash of the flashing saber. There are Irish ranks on the tented banks of Columbia's guarded ocean, and an iron clank from flank to flank till the dawn remaining. And the Frank souls there clear, true and bare, to all as the steel beside them, and love or hate with the strength of eight, till the grave of the valiant hide them. It seems to be mailed artery, whose swords avenging glory must light the fight and smite for right, like a Brian's in olden story. Of right and the panic flight shall last sturdy Yankees base and hollow. Here a Celtic race from their battle lace charge to their shout of Valhalla.
By the souls above, by the land that we love, her tears bleeding patience, the sledge is a rock that shall smash to naught the brazen fire of nations.
Irish green shall again be seen as our Irish fathers bore it, all earning the wind from the south behind and the Yankee rout before it.
O'Neill's red hand shall purge the land, rain a fire on men and cattle, till the Lincoln snakes in their own cold lakes plunge from the blaze of battle.
The nails that rest on Columbia's breast and the voice of true men stifle will exorcise from the rescue rise our tallies and the rifle.
For a tyrant's life, a holy knife of a union not dissolved, the best we can are stalwart and Columbia and revolt.
Shall a march by triumphal arc, where may swell the slaughter? Our drums shall roll from the Capitol or the Thomas faithful water.
Rise bleeding goes to the Lord of hosts for judgment final and solemn. Your
sword is doomed, line, square and column.
Many versions of that song on this show. My favorite is an a cappella version, I can't remember who does that, but the version you just heard is from Dervish. The Great Irish Songbook is the name of that CD, and She Moved Through the Fair. I think one of the great ballads of all time. Excuse me, of Irish ballads, that is. And we, you also heard from David Kincaid, the Irish-American Songbook, in which he collected Irish-American songs from both the North and the South during the American Civil War. And this song is from the Confederacy, and it's known as the Song for the Irish Brigade. And you started us off, Farmer.
I did. I started us off with the Saw Doctors. And the song was Sing a Powerful Song. And that came off their album, The Best of the Saw Doctors.
Okay. Well, before we hear from Martin Hayes and Brooklyn Ryder, I want to give people my phone number, 413-770-7512. If you have any questions or anything about the Breffni School of Irish Dance, who having their annual performance next weekend.
That's right.
And at Nexus, we'll have more about that during an upcoming show. But again, my number is 413-770-7512. And now we're going to hear from Martin Hayes and a Brooklyn Ryder from their CD, The Butterfly.
Thank you. the lead of the body in that peaceful pagan home to pay their last respects. All the neighbors came along. In the wee hours of the morning, pagan words from a whiskey still, falling from the bushes, sworn enemies or friends again. Someone spilled porter on the corpse in the middle of a song, and the stories kept on coming back from 1941. Sail on, Jimmy. Sail on, Jimmy boy. Sail on, Jimmy. From this Irish pagan ritual, Mad Mary from the crossroads grabbed my arse for all to see. I tell your fortune, Scobie, if you come on home with me. In the name of God, now Mary, some respect for the dead. You can't be grabbing arses at a pagan ritual. Sail on, Jimmy. Sail on, Jimmy boy. Sail on, Jimmy. From this Irish pagan ritual, Father Tim is telling Tommy how the Israelites came in, and Tommy's eating sandwiches that are piled up next to him. Someone started singing our revenge for Skibbereen. There's a French lad there translating for the next door neighbor's daughter, Jean-Louis and lovely Angelique. Sail on, Jimmy. Hey! Sail on, Jimmy boy. Sail on, Jimmy. From this Irish pagan ritual, in the wee hours of the morning, we were howling up the moon, when the mystic wind took Jimmy way up to the mystic room. Up, 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 he's gone in peace to save us all. Gone with a mystic lesson from that peaceful pagan ritual. Up. Sail on, Jimmy. Sail on, Jimmy boy. Sail on, Jimmy. From this Irish pagan ritual. No, you haven't. Sail on, Jimmy.
And this is Kevin Gale and Farmer Hughes saying goodbye for another week. Please listen to our show again next week. And please look into all the locally produced programming here at 89.7 WTBR Pittsfield Community Radio.
And I wish everybody to have a good week. Like Kevin said, listen to our show again next week. And everybody have a good week. Be good, be kind, keep your Irish eyes a-smiling.
Gurum ugget ugget jee shuhuggin.